Welcome to This Week in Debian, the podcast bringing you the latest interviews and news inside the Debian community, brought to you by FrostbiteMedia.org, the network bringing you your favorite GNU Linux podcasts.
Hi everyone, you want to know about BSD? You want to know about Linux? You want to know about open source? All this and more is on the Damon and Penguin Oddcast. Yes, the Damon and Penguin Oddcast. Check it out at bsd.linuxbasics.com. That's bsd.linuxbasics.com. Check it out. And of course, a horror movie review during every episode.
Hey, thanks for listening. Before we get into the interview, I want to mention our sponsor, HostGator. They're a hosting company that has shared hosting, VPS hosting, dedicated servers. You can get a shared hosting plan for $5 a month with unlimited bandwidth, unlimited disk space. These guys are awesome. They run their servers on CentOS. This is what all the Frostbite stuff is running on, and I want to thank them for being a sponsor. So if you want to go check out HostGator, go to frostbitemedia.org/HostGator and sign up for an account and check them out. They're really great. They've been nothing but fantastic to us. So check out frostbitemedia.org/HostGator. Here's the interview. Hello, welcome to This Week in Debian. Today we've got a great podcast for you. We are speaking with Andreas Tiller, who is heavily involved in the Debian Blends project. And also joining us is Jonas from the last episode. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. So, Andreas, the first thing I like to ask everyone that we interview is, how did you first get involved into Linux?
Oh, I was involved into Linux in the year 96 or 97, I'm not really sure, when I started to learn that OS 2 is not my favorite system and Windows is, I never touched, and so the only option was Linux, and so I started with some Slackware or something like this.
How did you find Debian and discover Debian?
Yeah, this was a cute story. I was not happy with Slackware, and I tested different distributions, and then I had some trouble with hardware, and I needed to install NFS servers, and one guy in Debian, actually a girl, Susan Kleinman, compiled 4 times the kernel for me to let me install Debian. I said, if are people sitting there to do this effort to get me into Debian, this is the right distribution.
Mm. Yeah, so it's all about the community.
Yes.
So I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast how you are a heavy contributor in the Pure Blends project, but before we get to that, can you tell us a little bit about the Debian Med Pure Blend?
Yeah, I'm actually working in my daytime job in a medical institute, and so my idea was, if I want to push Debian into this institute, I should care for the software which is used there. Actually, currently none of our software in Debian is really used in my institute, but my idea is to work and keep on working, preparing the stuff inside Debian to make sure once they decide to use it, we can use it. And so I started the Debian Med project in 2002 with the idea to find out what medical software is actually there, what is inside Debian, and what will we have to do to get the best of what is outside into Debian. This was the basic idea of Debian Med.
Do you have some examples of medical programs within Debian that the institute uses?
Well, my institute isn't actually using it. It is not yet. It's more or less completely Windows-based.
Okay.
We have the scope of Debian Med is a little bit more than just meeting your doctor and recording your illnesses and so. Like, it is called a practice management system. We also care for biological software because actually, in my institute, there is a lot of research in gene sequences and so on. And so we have a very strong biological part. Actually, when I started the DeviantWeb project, there was some software inside Deviant, which is of this biological part. And then you have this part of practice management, where the most famous program is GNUMed. And we actually are targeting at some software which is used in hospitals. But the installation process is quite hard, and we did not yet manage to include this software, but we are working on this.
Okay.
So, okay.
Do you know if there's... do you have any idea of what kind of like the installation base is for people using DebianMed? I mean, is it pretty heavily used or?
Yeah, it's hard to say how far it is used. We have no really statistics. We have this measure which is called PopCon, which is counting the installations of those computers which are reporting
right.
to DebianMed.
Right.
And there are some packages inside Debian which have quite high PopCon, up to 100, not more.
Okay.
There are some packages which have a PopCon of about 5 to 10. So it might be that people are intentionally using the DebianMed stuff, or they are using it just by chance because they are detected single packages which are useful for them.
Right.
So it is hard to say who are the DebianMed users.
So could you tell our listeners what a Debian Pure Blend is?
A Debian Pure Blend is, we have some definition, it is just a subset of Debian which is configured to support a particular target group out of the box. It is a quite short definition, and my idea is to support user interests. If you have a user in the medical field, he uses DebianMed. If you have a user in the school, like teachers, they can use Debian Edu. And we have users for geographical information systems, then you can use Debian GIS. And the idea behind this is, for instance, if in Debian we have 1,000 developers or more, and each of them is a specialist in one certain field. And I think if all these specialists care for the special users, we can widen our focus in every direction of Debian. Debian is a core system, and we can dive into any special field if only the developers start working in their field and propagate their own field to more users. This is basically the idea behind Blends.
So if someone's interested in producing a pure blend or starting a new one or whatever, what would that person have to do? Like, what is required in order to do that? Like, because if there's a pure blend, it's not like an official Debian release or whatever. So how does that work?
Well, that's different. For instance, in Debian Edu, they have certain releases, which is called the Debian Edu Scholar Linux project. They really build a DVD for installations. But the other blends are more have not yet this day where you deliver them as a DVD separately. There could be, or I could imagine that you build a live CD, which is very easy to build with Live Helper. And you can use this so-called meta package. I will come back to this topic of meta packages later. And you can easily put all the contents of a blend on such a live CD.
Okay.
The simple reason for this is that nobody really cared for separate installation CDs. It's simply if you have all the Debian DVDs, you have all the content of blends, but you have to pick from these DVDs.
Okay. Jonas, were you going to say something?
Picking from the DVDs.
I would angle it a little differently because you're actually starting from the point that is a non-pure blend of the things that is distributing things separately from Debian, and I would go the other way around. When the question is how do you start making a pure blend, I would say the start point is take Debian and then make your package selection. What does your installation what is your area of interest? What does it consist of?
Yeah.
What packages is it?
Yeah,
and what kind of customization of the packages would you need? And then when you might realize that everything is possible with Debian itself, and with the automation that is possible with Debian itself, like the DevConf preceding of Debian, or you might realize that you need some pieces that are not in Debian, maybe some software packages, or maybe some configuration that is not possible to automate by Debian. And then you should ask for help by others that has experience in doing such customizations. People from Debian Med, from School Linux, or from Debian developers in general, so that all these customizations that is not possible at the moment can be integrated into Debian.
Maybe Jonas is one or two steps in advance. I wanted to explain. The question I frequently are hearing is, can I have a Debian Med DVD? And the answer is currently no. And the reason for this answer is I could imagine that we have a specific process for making Debian Med installer DVDs, which actually is maybe the fourth or fifth DVD of the DVD set, which just installs Debian Med or some other blend.
Okay.
This process doesn't exist.
Okay.
So you have to pick from Debian by so-called meta packages.
Yeah.
So we prepare every topic, as I said before, the Med biology is one task, so-called task in Debian Med. So if you install the meta package Med bio, you get all the stuff you have for biology. Or if you are interested in medical imaging, you install the meta package Med imaging.
Oh, okay.
And then you get everything what you need for medical imaging. So the process is install Debian, as Jonas said, and once you have done it, pick from the list of meta packages what you are interested in.
I see. So it's not actually
this,
so you're not actually producing a CD already prepared as Debian Med. You would actually install a vanilla Debian install and then add the meta packages once it's installed.
Yes.
I see.
This is just not yet done. Somebody has to do it or whatever. We are currently really more have a focus of collecting medical software. And this selection is quite easy in principle. And another point I want to stress is that we have some kind of information in the form of web pages. We call it Web Sentinel, or the so-called task pages, which are showing the content, what is in these tasks and in these meta packages. This is on, how should I pronounce the URLs? Will you give some links to the podcast?
Yeah, I could put some links in. So maybe you can email them to me later and I'll put them in when I...
Yes,
yeah.
I will email some links, and this is much better than if I try to pronounce it here. So these web pages are quite interesting because you can really, really easily answer the question if somebody comes, what's inside Debian in this field? Then you just fire up this web page and you can show this person what's inside. And I want to stress that all these pages are also translated because blends are user-oriented projects and you cannot assume that people always speak English.
Right.
And so if there are translations of these descriptions of the packages, they are listed translated, and these pages also are listing screenshots to make some impressions. So I can easily point my colleagues, my not yet Linux using colleagues, to this page, and they always say, oh wow, this would be interesting, and I hope to convince them that they start using it, and maybe I don't know how far we are from this point. So this is the other point of blends. We have one technical part, and we have also some, I would call it, somehow advertising part to show the world what we are doing.
Mm.
And this is a really important part. And I have the problem that some people who are working on other blends are focusing a lot on this technical part, which is very important and it is really needed, but they fail to show people what they are doing.
Okay.
And so I wrote these web pages to make it very, very easy for people to show what they are doing. This because I started to make these pages for DBMed, and then I thought, oh, all these other brands would need these pages. And so there is a common script which just uses the information which is provided to build the meta package. This is just used to build also the web pages. So there is one single source of information which where you say this package is of interest for this field, and the complete list of these packages is displayed on web pages.
So then if someone is interested in, so that's pretty interesting. So if someone's interested in doing a pure blend, it's not like they have to build a complete distro to then support their interest. It sounds like to me that they're just building these meta packages that would then be installed through apt-get or aptitude.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
Yes, that's the point. And because you had the initial question, how to build a new blend.
Yeah.
This is explained in the docs. There's a documentation about blends. I will send you also the link. And there's one chapter, how to start a new blend.
Okay.
And there's everything explained.
Cool. So do you know how many pure blends there are roughly right now? Or?
Yeah. This is the question, how many we have. Formally, we have about 10 or so, but they are not equally active.
Okay.
So we have very active, which is DebianMed, which is DebianEdu. We have also DebianScience. DebianScience is a little bit specific because in principle, the scope of science is quite large.
Yeah.
You have subsciences of biology, chemistry, geographical information system, mathematics, physics. But the problem is if there are not so many people who are running an own Debian mathematics blend, what to do now? So we have this kind of umbrella blend, which covers all of these sciences, and they just leave the biological part for DebianMed. And we have also a DebiChem project, which is chemistry. So this DebiChem project cares for the chemistry programs.
Hmm.
And we have also Debian GIS, which cares for geography. But Debian Science also has a lot of other stuff, which is kind of assembled there. And my idea is, if there's enough power behind one of the sciences, we can leave it out in the wild and make a single blend from it. But in principle, this Debian Science is quite active and there are several people behind it. We have some kind of a dead blend with this Debian Junior. Debian Junior was quite a funny project targeting its small children and should help parents use. Say, parents, just take Debian Junior, install on your computer, and you have all the software which is interesting for small children. You have not only games, you have also the easy to use programs to write a letter, easy programs to draw something, and you have games which are not violent and so. And this is kind of a cute project in my opinion, but nobody cares about it anymore.
Has it not really been maintained?
Yeah, it was one very good maintainer, Ben Armstrong, who really started this project and who actually gave me the idea to start DebianMed. It was Debian Junior was before DebianMed, and then he drifted away to some other projects, but he was not able to gather more developers. So this project somehow died. It exists, it is not stopped officially, and I try to make some noise about it, especially on the on the group where they are packaging games,
yeah,
because it is quite close to this and a lot of stuff is prepared in Debian Junior, but nobody really cares. And I also have done some statistics on the mailing list about how many people are actively posting to the mailing list, which is in my opinion a good measurement to find out how the blend works. And you really see on Debian Junior that nobody is working, and you see on Debian Edu, Debian Med, and Debian Science as a healthy group of people. It's about 5 to 10 people which are really actively working on the project. Yeah. And you have this situation not so good for DebiCam. DebiCam is also what I told you before, that they are only focused on their techniques and not propagating their work to the world.
I see.
They're making no announcement and so on. The same is true for Debian Multimedia. And it's another project, Debian Lex. It is targeting at lawyers.
Okay.
And it actually did not really start it yet. It exists for 5 or 6 years, but there was only some noise, and I started with preparing a beginning of some meta packages for them, but I'm no lawyer.
Right.
I can't really help them. They need to provide the content. And there are not so many people working on this.
So the Debian Multimedia and the DebiCam, are those actively worked on, but they're just not promoting the work they're doing? Okay.
Yeah. I'm trying to push them. I'm looking on the mailing list and said, hey, I have prepared some meta packages for you. I prepared these web pages. Do you want to do some announcement? And I proposed announcements, what you can do, and they said, well, this is really cool. We should do this. And they stopped with this, we should do this.
Yeah.
But nobody really does it.
So I have a question back to someone starting a pure blend now. Since we already discussed, it's not actually like building a complete distribution and you're just building the meta packages. I mean, you know, Debian is known for having, you know, tens of thousands of packages. So I would imagine,
yes.
I would imagine most of the packages are already in Debian. So, I mean, does a person just round up all the packages that they would consider for their pure blend and then just kind of be, you know, package them in this one thing and be like, here's my meta package? Or do they have to actually, you know, understand packaging and do packaging themselves in order to do it?
Yeah, it depends. For instance, I was seeking for myself multimedia applications or imaging applications to work with photos and so. And I used this technique I was using for Debian Med for privately for me to give the really large package pool in Debian some structure. So if you want to know what's inside, it is a good idea to use the same techniques and build meta packages of those packages who are just inside.
Mm.
So this is quite easy to build this meta package because you just need to edit in text file and say this package depends on it, and just edit some depends, and it's quite easy if you see this example. And you can actually use this technique to find some additional structure. And the idea of blends is also to give Debian some substructure. You have these 20,000 or whatever packages, perhaps we have 30,000, and the existing tools to give some structure is on one hand this sectioning on the FTP server, which is more or less useless because you can't find it. And we have also DebTags. DebTags is also a cool technique. And I try to join the technique we use in Blend with DebTags because this is a quite clever approach to the package pool, but it is I'm not really sure how we can really join this technique in Blends, and I'm constantly thinking about it. But the fact is, we need some substructure in Debian. We need it from the technical point of view, and we need it also from the team maintenance. The Debian packages or the Debian maintainers are, we have a flat structure of people. This is fine. This is great. But sometimes you want to need to talk to people which are working in a closer field to you, and to find those people and discuss common problems with them. is also one thing, because I'm always looking on the Debian mailing lists and looking for ITPs of people who are interested in packages which fit in Debian Mate, and so I'm immediately write an email. Hey, that's cool what you are doing. Do you want to join the Debian Mate team because you are maintaining the packages which fits to build to find out what people might do the quite similar things. And I think this team building effort inside Debian to make a strong team around a certain topic is also one important thing inside Blends.
Can you explain the DebText process a little bit on how that works?
Yeah, DebText tries to adjust some features to projects to packages and to categorize them regarding technical means, for instance, written in what language and working with what kind of data, and it is used with a graphical user interface or text user interface, and all these features are tagged to packages, and you can try to seek inside the package pool regarding these features. For instance, if you are seeking for a program which can work with images, you are seeking for those packages which has the DebText images or works with images. And so if it has a text user interface, you will find, for instance, Image Magic.
Okay.
So you can easily find an package which is able to work with images in batch mode, for instance.
Okay.
This is a very you can do an interview with Enrico Sini about this.
Okay.
I think it is a really good idea. Enrico Sini is a brilliant speaker, and he is the inventor of DebText, so this is a really good topic for podcasts.
Yeah, I definitely like to. Yeah, you can email me later, and I can get in touch with him. I would love to do that.
Yes.
So if someone is interested in either helping out on a particular pure blend or maybe interested in doing their own, where could they go to start checking this out?
Yeah, well, I think the best idea would be to contact the mailing list. There's Debian Blends at list.debian.org mailing list, and this is the central contact point, and I will read this mailing list regularly, as others do as well. I think Jonas as well. And there you can ask some questions if you have a problem.
Okay, cool. And do you guys have a wiki page too or no? Oh.
Yes, okay. Also a wiki page.
All right, yeah, so maybe later when you email me those other links, you can send me those links too, and I'll put them in the show notes.
Yes.
So, well, Andreas, is there anything else that you want to mention about Pure Blends that I might have overlooked or not gotten a chance to talk about?
Yeah, I think I now mentioned the main points I wanted to make.
Jonas, is there anything that we're missing that you think?
It probably is something. I don't know.
I think you did a great job. I mean, I have nothing okay. to add here. So this was perfect.
Great. Well,
I would hope that Jonas would add, I will push more on the Debian multimedia blend.
I heard you. The thing is, what people might not, listeners might not know, I'm involved in the multimedia team also, and I was one of the people that Andreas was kicking last month
for
getting our act together and be more visible to the end users. So, yes, I hear you, and I should do more in that area.
All right.
That's nice.
Well, guys, Andreas, I appreciate your effort on the Pure Blends, and I just recommend everyone going and checking it out and contributing, or, you know, maybe so there's someone out there that's motivated to start help getting the multimedia and the other one, the other Pure Blends, some marketing and some PR and get them noticed.
Yeah. One thing is what I remember. I have heard by chance that people are using the technique I invented for the blends internally in some internet institute. So you can perfectly build these meta packages for things you want to roll out in your institute.
Cool.
So this is what I learned when I had talked about it. Somebody raised his hand, yes, we are using it there. So it is not actually intended, but it just works.
Okay.
The same way as I made for my private use this imaging overview for myself. Perhaps I would, it will become a blend. I don't know. I think one or two blends for one person is enough, because it is some work to have contact to your users, to answer questions, to add more packages and so. But it's also fun. Yes.
Yeah. So that's really cool. Like I said, I when I looked at the website and was reading about them, I just assumed that the pure blends were, you know, sort of like yet another distro built off Debian. But it's interesting to know that they're just meta packages, and you know that's a
this is an interesting thing, because in the first time when Debian Junior and Debian Mid existed, we found the name Debian Internal Projects for this blend. And then somebody said, well, internal projects, we want to have a differentiation between technical projects and user-oriented projects. And then someone invented the name for the same thing, which was custom Debian distributions.
Okay.
And this name was a total failure, and I made a really, really large effort to rename again, because if you hear custom Debian distributions, you immediately think this is something else than Debian.
Yeah.
And that's why we found this name Debian Pure Blend. This is invention of Jonas. Thanks to Jonas. This name, we've had some discussion, because blend has advantage. You have no actual imagination what it is, and you have to read the docs to find out what it is.
Oh,
reading
that was
the docs
not very
is
kind.
Probably the only way to tell people it is internal.
Hey, you thank me for inventing the name, and then you tell me that the name means nothing to you. That it doesn't make any sense.
No. I mean, if you tell people Debian Pure Blends, they have to read the docs.
I disagree.
I know what blends means, and I like this name, but not everybody knows what it means. It's a solution everybody knows, but a blends, not everybody knows. This is the trick.
But actually, in my opinion, that is partly because it doesn't mean anything. I mean, in a way, it doesn't. Back to the beginning, when you were asked, how do you then start to make a Debian Pure Blend? Then you start explaining how to make a customization, a derivation off of Debian in a little bit. How to create a live CD or something like that. And really, some blends do not even exist, because they are Debian. Debian Pure Blends are non-existing distributions. So actually, it makes perfect sense in some ways that Debian Pure Blends means nothing, because it is nothing. It is just Debian. It's purely Debian.
Yeah, it's
and then people ask me, but what is it in addition to Debian? Hey, that's the whole point. It is not an addition to Debian. It is inside of Debian. It is purely Debian. It's Debian, you just reshape it. It's blending of Debian itself. It's not blending on top of Debian.
Yes, it's correct.
All right, well, guys, I thank you both for your time doing this interview. And Andreas, I thank you for all your work and dedication to the mailing list and pushing people to... you know, to promote their work and inform other people that, you know, this project's out there. And I think that's great. So I just want to thank you for your effort and your time in Debian and working on the Pure Blends. Same thing with Jonas for giving your time to that project also. So I appreciate both of your effort and your work inside the Debian community.
Yeah, I also want to thank you for your effort to do this podcast, because it's actually what we really need to make Debian more popular. I had some discussion with my wife, and she said, well, why do you not do more advertising for the cool stuff you are doing? I said, well, advertising is not really fun. It is just, I want to make some technique with which technical process, but we need people who really find a way to bring this to the people. And I think this podcasting is a really good way to do this.
So yeah, that was the whole idea actually of it is to, you know, Debian, you know, has been around the longest. It's one of the largest communities. They do so much work, and no one really even knows what's going on. So I wanted to give Debian a platform to promote all the hard work and effort that goes behind this project. And I figured, what better way than to interview people inside the project and let them talk about what they're doing, and then hopefully in turn, not only will people notice and hear more about Debian, but then they'll want to contribute to Debian once they find ways of how to get involved and where to go and, you know, the processes like that.
Yeah.
So, yes. So, again, thank you both of you for your time and, again, your hard work. And your work is far more harder than what I'm doing here, so it's much appreciated. So, I thank you.
Yeah, I got an idea of how to make it even harder. How about transcribing it so it shows up in Google?
I've been thinking of how to do that. There used to be a program called Transcriber, and you could actually feed an MP3, or I think it only did MP3, not AUG, but you could feed an audio file into it, and it would then transcribe the audio into text. So I'm trying to figure out how to do that, how to automate that.
So the transcription will be with a German accent?
I don't know. That's the trick. I'm not really sure how it's going to work with accents, because I talk with very, very few people from the United States, and the majority of all my interviews are people outside of the United States. So I'm not quite sure how it would handle that. I'll have to play around with it and see what I can do. Or if there's anyone out there that wants to contribute their time and transcribe it, by all means, you can our email and contact info is on the wiki page for This Week in Debian, and if someone wants to do that, by all means, I would love that, but I wouldn't really have time to do it by hand. I don't have that kind of time. So
sure,
but yeah, I would love to do that though.
Well, just an idea.
yeah, definitely. So, yeah, I appreciate all your help, and everyone in the Debian community. I appreciate everyone's been fantastic and more than willing to help and support and to do interviews. And I just thank everyone in the Debian community. So it's been great. It's my pleasure to be able to do this. So I appreciate it.
Yeah, well. So thank you very much.
No, thank you. So we'll speak to we'll speak to both of you guys yet again at another point. Jonas, I'd like to touch base with you on the multimedia, and Andreas, I'd like to really dig into the Debian Med for an interview too. And
can do this.
Yeah, definitely. Sure. So you'll be hearing from me and both of you guys, and we'll talk to you soon. All right.
Great.
Thanks a lot, guys. Great.
Send me an email and then
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys. Have a good night.
Yeah, you too.
Okay, have a good night.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to This Week in Debian. If you know someone or you yourself are in the Debian community, please get a hold of us. We can interview you. If you'd like to get a hold of us, our email address is feedback@frostbitemedia.org. Again, that email address is feedback@frostbitemedia.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.